Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Sister Empowering Sisters. I apologize tonight. I got started kind of late. I was experiencing some technical difficulties. Thank you all for joining me this evening. I'm Lady Renee. And in a minute, I'm going to go to the phone lines and let you all in. Tonight, we'll be covering the importance of discovering how to discover God's plan and purpose for your life. If you've been experiencing a lot of dead-end situations, excuse me, if you've experienced many dead-end situations and you're just tired of things falling apart, then this is the show for you today. If you're looking finally to establish some stability in your life, to see your life have some type of structure that you can look back on and be rather proud about, this is definitely the show for you tonight. First of all, join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this day, O God, and we will rejoice and be glad in you. I thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, for just this opportunity to come before you and your people, Father God, and speaking your words, Father God, to your people, Father God, that will strengthen, edify, Father God, and encourage them, O God, to be the best that they can be. I thank you, Lord God, that we will know the truth and the truth that we know will make us free. I take authority over every hindering spirit that would try to come against the people from receiving the word of God on tonight. I just saturate the airways with the blood of Jesus Christ tonight in the name of Jesus. I cover everyone, including myself, oh God, that's under the sound of my voice tonight with the blood of Jesus Christ. For your word declares that wherever the blood of Jesus has been applied, the wicked one touches it not. Now I just thank you right now, Father God, that your word will flow unhindered and uninterrupted tonight from any demonic force in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, flow through me, and I just commit myself right now, Lord, and submit myself to your Holy Spirit, and it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, Father God, so thank you all for tuning in. Again, this is Lady Renee. And the name of this show is Sister Empowering Sisters. I'm glad that you tuned in tonight. We're going to be talking about how to discover God's plan and purpose for our lives. And it's very important that we understand that we're not an accident. God, none of us are an accident. It does not matter what the circumstances surrounding your concern may have been. You need to know on tonight that you were not an accident. When your parents, it may have been an accident. Maybe perhaps they weren't trying to have a baby, but God knew that he wanted you to be here, and that's why you're here. It may not have been under the situations and circumstances that your parents may have wanted them to be, and maybe your parents may have told you that you were a mistake, but you need to know tonight that you are not a mistake. And we're going to get into some scripture in a little while to establish that so that you understand from this day forward that you are not a mistake, that God had a plan and purpose for creating you. And when his plan and purpose, as you will discover on tonight, is to do you good, not for you to encounter evil. Praise God. Turn with me in the Word of God to Jeremiah chapter 1, and I'm going to go over and we're going to discuss verse 5. Praise be to God. Thank you, Father. And I will be reading from the Amplified Version of the Bible. Jeremiah 1, verse 5. And it reads, I'm sorry. Praise God. And it reads, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated and set you apart, consecrated you, and I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Now here God is talking to Jeremiah, and he's being specific. He's letting Jeremiah know that before he formed him in his mother's womb, he already knew him. He already knew Jeremiah. He created Jeremiah to become a prophet to the nations. That was God's purpose for Jeremiah. But God has a purpose for each and every one of us. Every one of us, all of us are not called to be a prophet, but we can seek God and find God's direction and God's plan and purpose for our lives, but we must ask him. The word of God declares to us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For those that come to God must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. Praise be to God. So I just challenge you on tonight, and I would just like to admonish you, urge you, encourage you to seek God, seek the face of God, and find out what his plan and purpose is for. And God, there's nothing in accident. God did not create any accidents. He did not, have any trial in mind for you, far as like see what's going to happen with this one. No, he created you for a very specific purpose, and there's no one that can do what it is that God has called you to do. So I challenge you on tonight that you just get in the Word of God, that you begin to cultivate your prayer life and begin to seek God and ask God's direction for what his plan and purpose is for your life. And God said that when we search for him with our whole heart, that's when we will find him. But we have to go after God with a fervor. We have to go after God and search for him as we would be searching for silver and gold. Then that's when we'll find him. And then we'll discover all the things that he has planned for us. Because he tells us in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. So you see, when we call unto God, he's the one that will answer us and show us the things we do not know. And God oftentimes take us by way or direction that we've not been, that we've not known, that we're not familiar, only to get us to trust him. He wants us to get to the place where we can trust him and we can truly yield everything in our lives to him. Okay, but I want you to be established on tonight that God truly does have a plan and purpose for your life. In Philippians chapter 2, the Word of God declares that God is all the while effectually at work in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. In other words, he's constantly working in us and bringing us on into that place where we desire to will and to do of his good pleasure, because he cannot work and do anything apart from our will. He did not create us as robots. He gave us a free will. In other words, we choose to serve him. We choose to love him. We choose to lay down our lives and allow him to live his life through us. But it has to be our choice. But if you look at it, the Word of God declares in Deuteronomy 30, it says, you choose this day, whether for good or evil, blessing or cursing, if you life or death. If you choose God in his way, then there's blessing in this life. But when you don't choose God in his way, then there's death, and then there's the curses. And the curses can be found in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 14 on down to the end of the end of that particular chapter. And I mean, whoa, it's a lot covered under the curses. I'd rather be under the blessing, okay? Because the word, in Proverbs, that the curse causeless shall not come. In other words, the curse comes for a cause. It doesn't just appear, but it comes. There's a reason for the curse. Amen? It doesn't just come for no apparent reason. It's a reason when that curse is in operation, because the Word of God declares to us that we've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin, death, sickness, and poverty. Jesus Christ redeemed us from those things, but we have to activate the law of life in Christ Jesus that's made us free. We need to be able to know what the Word of God says and begin to operate in what the Word of God says, and don't allow the enemy to cause us to be defeated. Amen? Now turn with me in your Bibles and let me hear from you. The call-in number is 347-205-9123. I'd like for you to join me tonight. Call in and leave your comments and your feedback. I would really appreciate that. Amen. As I am growing myself. Amen. I'm not there yet. I'm still going through some things, and God is endeavoring to continue to do his work in me until Jesus Christ. Amen. So please call in 347-205-9123. I would love to hear from you. Again, this is Lady Renee of Sister Empowering Sister, and I'm glad to have you listen. And please don't just listen and don't send a message. Let me know what you think about the show. Again, as this is new for me, amen, I'm embarking upon something new, the radio and the internet. So just give me a call and or leave a message. You know, you can email me at Lady Renee, Sister Empowering Sisters at yahoo.com. And if you'd like to know about Women Destined for Greatness, that's the organization in which I'm the founder and CEO, log on to my website at www.womendestinedthedigit4greatness.org. Please let me hear from you. The number again to call in is 347-205-9123. Hallelujah. Okay, turn with me in your Bibles now to Ephesians 2:10. And again, remember that I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2:10. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. Praise be to God. And it reads, "For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that what we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live." That word good life means the Zoe kind of life, the life where there's nothing missing, nothing broken. God has already prearranged for us to live that life. He already predestined us to walk in the path that we're to take that's going to lead us to that Zoe kind of life. Amen? But we have to, our destiny is something that has already been established. The only thing that you and I need to do is to discover what God's plan and purpose is for our lives and begin to submit ourselves to God's plan and purpose, because there is a way that you can go, another direction that you can take, but that other direction is not going to bring you the fulfillment that God's direction and God's purpose and plan for your life would give you. When you're doing your own thing, you don't have God's blessing on your life. Sure, you make a choice and you can choose, but the thing is that, but God has also made a choice, and he's made a choice that he's going to bless what he's purpose, not what you purpose. It's just like with Abraham. Abraham wanted the blessing so bad to come from through Ishmael. Because remember, he had Ishmael first. He didn't even see Isaac yet. Isaac wasn't even born yet. And he wanted so bad for God to forget about what he promised and bless his mess, so to speak. And God told him no. His blessing was going to be on Isaac. Okay, so the same thing with us. If God has purposed us to preach the gospel or whatever else it is that we know that God has purpose for us to do, but we choose willingly to go off another direction, God's blessing is not going to be there. That's that road where you'll find frustration, aggravation, nothing works, period. You don't have any assurance from God. You have to really rely on the arm of the flesh, because the Spirit of God has nothing to do with that. That's your thing, and he's not obligated to bless it, nor will he bless it, because that's what you wanted to do. God is only obligated to bless his plan and purpose for your life, because remember, you were bought with a price. So therefore, you're not even your own anymore once you come to Christ. You belong to him. You have surrendered your rights, and you've given them over to him. So the life that you are now living is not even your own, but it is him living his life through you. That is the desire of God. But we have to surrender to that and allow Christ to live through us through the Holy Spirit. Amen? Through the Spirit of God. And so therefore, it's not my will, but thy will be done. And it takes a lot to get to that place. First of all, before you could just relinquish all your rights and all your say, you have to be able to trust the person to whom you're relinquishing yourself to. Amen? But how can you ever trust the person that you have not really established a solid relationship with? You don't know if they could be trustworthy if you haven't walked with them, if you haven't talked with them, if you haven't gone through and had them with you and knew that they were with you. So the first thing you want to do is really cultivate your relationship with God so that your roots in the word will go down deep, so that you understand without a shadow of a doubt, God has my back. If God said it, God is going to bring it to pass. Sure, I can give this to him because I know it's something that he can handle. He is substantial enough to hold whatever it is I need to give unto him. Amen. So we need to really, I really want to establish that on tonight, that yes, God has a plan and a purpose for our lives, but we can still choose to go another direction. And if we should choose to go in that other direction, we just need to understand that God's blessing is not going with us. His blessing God has already designed it for the blessing to be on a particular path. So it's when you link up with God's plan and purpose for your life and you begin to go down that road, that's where your blessings are. You're going to run into everything that God has for you. That's where your finances will work for you. That's where you'll meet your man or woman of God. That's where your life begins to turn around. Amen. And life, instead of you just existing, you will begin to live, because now you are experiencing life in the fullness, overflowing in abundance in every aspect of your life. And it doesn't matter what your outward circumstances are, because on the inside you're so full and you're so rich. Life has now taken on a new meaning to you. It's no longer routine. It's no longer life as usual. You're looking for, you have expectation that all things are working together for your good. You have great expectation that what you are experiencing is definitely not all there is. You are in anticipation of something great happening at all times. So therefore, you're always basically somewhat, I want to say, like on the cutting edge, amen, of life. And it's a wonderful experience because it's exhilarating and it's adventurous. And it's not that there are not going to be days where you don't cry anymore. You will be crying because things, God is continuing to cultivate the fruits of the Holy Spirit within your life. So you're going to be going through some things. God is going to be pruning you so that you're able to bring forth more fruit, according to John chapter 15. He said, because every branch that's bearing fruit, he's going to prune it. That means, you know, certain things he got to still clip off this and clip off that. So you're going to feel that on your flesh, you know, and so therefore sometimes you will cry, but you know, you're now living your life on purpose. One thing about living life on purpose, when you discover God's plan and purpose for your life and you make the conscious decision that you're going to obey God and you surrender to what that his plan and purpose is for your life, I tell you, life just takes on a whole new meaning, because purpose gives direction. It serves as a compass as to where you're going. Because you know where you're going, you know the things, first of all, that you don't want in your life. You know the kind of people that you don't want to have anything to do with because they do not serve your higher good. Amen? You understand that John is not the one because John is not going in that direction. You understand that Mary is not a good friend because Mary's character is messed up. All you can do for Mary is be praying for her. But if you allow Mary to, if you keep connecting with Mary, Mary will corrupt you. Amen? Purpose gives meaning to your life. You're no longer living in a humdrum, boring life, but your life can become exhilarating, and you could really be an example to other people. People see that there's a spark in your eye. They see that there's a glow on you that they want. Glory be to God. It's a glow that radiates from the inside out, that no matter what it is that you're going through, you're always cheerful. You always have something good to say to someone else, because you're not bottled down on the inside worrying about this and worrying about that. You understand that you're not supposed to worry, but that you're casting all your cares over on God, for he cares for you and he will sustain you. You understand that he is perfecting everything that concerns you. So therefore, when you walk in purpose, you have a confidence that radiates from the inside out. It helps you to make better decisions, better choices. And because you're making better choices, you no longer are living your life in regret. I regret that I met so-and-so. I regret that this and that happened. I regret that I did this and this. You can sleep at night. You have peace. Peace on the inside of you, no matter what the storm is, because you're making better decisions. Amen? The truth of the matter is, a lot of times when we got hurt, it was a result of bad decisions. And we made bad decisions when we did not know what God's plan and purpose is for our life. But once we begin to know what God's plan and purpose is for our lives, again, it serves as a catalyst, as a compass, actually, to let you know, okay, which way you need to go, to help you even in your decision-making. What college should I go to? Should I go to a college? Is this person right for me based on where I'm going? I mean, you know, is this person just good for me today, but they're not going to be good for me in the long run based on where I'm going? When you know where you're going, it's going to help you to make decisions that's going to work for you and not against you. Now, when you don't know where you're going, you kind of live life, whatever will be, will be. Oh, if it's meant to be, it will be. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You have to make choices in life, and the choices that you make is going to determine your destiny, not whatever will be, will be. That's a lie from the pit of hell. It's a myth, and we need to cast down those myths once we realize that that's what they are. They do not serve us. They keep us in ignorance, and we know that we can God cannot bless you above your level of understanding. So it's time for us. The word of God says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It's time for us to search the word of God so that we begin to really know what God is saying and what someone else's philosophy has been. And they just have projected these things onto us over the years. We have to cast down these imaginations and these vain things that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God and kept us in bondage, kept us in darkness, actually, because they're myths. So therefore, if you're walking around quoting a myth and you keep speaking that thing and you believe in it, remember the word of God says in Proverbs 18:21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it will eat the fruit thereof. So therefore, we need to make sure that we are speaking what thus saith the Lord. But it's very important. It's vital. Life begins, like I said, it becomes exciting.
Radio.
Hallelujah. When we are doing what God called us to do, glory be to God. Thank you for tuning in with me tonight. Hallelujah. Let me hear from you. Give me your feedback. Amen. Hallelujah.